availability, and fast delivery. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All of Southern Iowa. This weather update is brought to you by Albia Ford, where it's Ford Truck Month. There'll be any competitor's offer by $1,000. Stop in today and make a deal. Guys, for your day are sunny with a high of 46, with breezy winds gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. To bring it to a clear overnight, with a low of 25. With sunny skies for your Sunday with a high of 54, where your Sunday overnight will be clear with a low of 35.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good morning to you, living on Tulsa time, as the show is on the road this weekend. As big, fast weekend here on the Coach's Corner. We're going to have a great conversation this morning. Carter Ives is going to join me here in a second, and then we're going to talk some Big 12 wrestling. Joe Sinclair, well, he's down here in Tulsa as well, and we'll catch up with him and talk some Cyclone wrestling here in just a few seconds. And after a timeout, we'll come back and talk to Carter Isley, and then Dave Winger's going to stop by, and we're going to have some conversation and some breaking news that we want to share with all of you when we get this Coach's Corner on the air. But we're going to take a timeout, come right back, and get right at it to the fastest hour on all radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
How would you like $50? How would you like it if $50 was donated to a local food bank? At Community First Credit Union, we can make both happen with our Drive Forward Give Back program. When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with us, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we donate $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. It's the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
The future belongs to you. Hi, this is David Lang with MDL Insurance. We offer auto, home, life, health, commercial, farm, pretty much all types of insurance risks. Very few could have predicted the recent storms and inflation we've been going through. We have a great staff, and while they can't predict the future, they can help protect the future. Give us a call, 641-217-8138, or email us at mdlins.com.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Save big money on your fencing projects now at Menards. Add privacy and security to your home with AC2 pressure-treated pre-assembled wood fence panels. They're pressure-treated to protect from the elements and are pre-assembled for fast and easy installation. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Explore all of our fencing options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
No one likes
likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Hey, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Members who qualified for energy assistance during the winter moratorium, please be advised that the moratorium ends on Monday, April 1st. If your account is past due, you will need to visit or call the office to make arrangements before Monday, April 1st to avoid interruption of your electric service. Our office is located at 2090 Highway 5 south of Albia, open from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you can call 641-932-7126.
Back into the Coach's Corner, Fast Hour and all radio as we're blowing by here. A little Tulsa time is down in Tulsa. We got a big weekend down here in Tulsa. You've got the Big 12 Wrestling Championships here in a few minutes. We're going to catch with Joe Sinclair, one of the voices for the Cyclones, and he'll be bringing the wrestling coverage here today. And got to check in with him. And, you know, the Cyclones with a chance to get a Big 12 championship. And, folks, what's hard to believe is here is a program, one of the richest programs in all of wrestling and NCAA and, you know, a legendary wrestling program. And it's been a while since they've had a Big 12 championship. But with David Carr in the lineup and the favorites to pull off a conference title this weekend, and we're going to talk with Joe Sinclair here in a few minutes. Also going to check in, I promise, distance Carter is traveling as well, and so we're fighting the airwaves, folks, as we travel on this Saturday. And also you know, the Hawks are going to be on the mats here as well today. The Hawkeyes usually the favorites are one of the favorites, but they find themselves in a little different scenario here. They're going to be the chaser instead of the chased, as the Hawks will be starting their journey to try to get a Big Ten championship. And, you know, we're here in the postseason in March, and, of course, that means that we'll be talking about March Madness just a couple of weeks away. Stump the Chumps will be coming on. We're working with the Community First Credit Union once again to bring you Stump the Chumps and both the boys and the girls brackets again this year. Last year we brought in the girls brackets, and really it was the year of the ladies. And, oh, by the way, I don't think it stopped. Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes last night with a big win, and they're keeping their journey along now with a chance potentially to get a one seed. Ohio State last night losing to Maryland. The Hawks with a win, and a decisive win last night, and a chance with the win tonight to put them in the finals. If they get the win tonight, I would have solid money that Iowa is going to get a number one seed. I think the first time since 1992 that Iowa has received a one seed in and that puts the ladies in a really strong position. Obviously, when you've got Caitlin Clark on your team, you're always in contention to win titles. Folks, we're also going to have some breaking news here at the bottom half of the hour. My good buddy Dave Wanger is going to stop by. Of course, we'll be talking some wrestling and talking a little life. And, of course, this time of year, you know, he's obviously a wrestling fan, a high school wrestling fan, but he is a wrestling junkie. He understands the passion of this sport, and I know right now he's going to have his TV and his computers all hooked up watching the Big 12 and the Big 10 championships as it is the postseason. We'll have some really good conversation with Coach Winger and share some breaking news with all of you here this morning on the Coach's Corner. When we come back, we're working to get Carter Isley, the Iceman, on taking over the weightlifting program for Albia. And, you know, Carter, obviously a two-time state champion, you and I wrestler, tremendous athlete, coming back here and giving back to the community and leading the way in the weight room. And you know, sometimes we think about weightlifting as, oh, that's for the football guys. No, well, it works really well for lady cross country runners as well. It is for every sport, and we're going to talk with him and the transition he's made in his own body and the competitions that he's changed into. You know, this guy went from being a heavyweight on the wrestling mat to, man, he is a lean, mean running machine today. Now he's you know, working on triathlons, and we'll talk a little Ironman. He's also helping me get into that as well. But folks, we'll take a time out. We'll come back here to Fast Hour on Auto Radio. We'll continue with the Coach's Corner as we're traveling here today on the Man Cave on the roam, as we'll bring you some more Coach's Corner. Gonna have Joe Sinclair stop by in a few minutes, Dave Wanger will stop by, and then of course we'll have Carter Isaiah when we come back to the Fast Hour on Auto Radio. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
It's March, and it's Albia Ford Truck Month, and the deals are as big as the trucks. At Albia Ford, we'll do more than just help you find that right truck. We'll help you get the financing you need to pay for it, too. Now offering 1.9% financing with approved credit for 72 months. And on all F-150s, get an additional $2,000 off. We'll beat any competitor deal by $1,000, or place a factory order and save an additional $5,000. Get behind the wheel of a Ford truck today at Albia Ford, right on Highway 5 and right on the money.
Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa is located in South Central Iowa in Wayne County along Highway 65. Tuesdays are their sale days, and they're open on Mondays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive livestock. Give them a call to make arrangements if you're coming before or after those hours. Their special cow sales auctioneer is Lanny Ireland. Their special feeder calf sales auctioneer is Travis Holt. Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa, the farmer and the feeder's friend.
How would you like $50? How would you like it if $50 was donated to a local food bank? At Community First Credit Union, we can make both happen with our Drive Forward Give Back program. When you refinance your car or recreational vehicle with us, you get $50, a great rate, and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we donate $50 to support the Food Bank of Iowa. It's the ultimate win-win. Stop in or apply online at c1stcu.com today. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Roaming Man Cave. And good Saturday morning to you. We're bringing you the Coach's Corner on location. And going to catch up with the Iceman, Carter Isley. And Carter, buddy, we're both traveling and heading west. So, wanted to bring you on and talk some strength and conditioning because I, you know, it's so important when we make these transitions from sports, from the winter sports into the spring sports. Well, you know, oftentimes people think of weightlifting as something that it's just for the football guys. It's just for the guys. But man, the more you understand sports and the body, the more you understand how important it is to build and shape the muscles of the body, and how it's for every sport, regardless of male, female, what season you're in.
Absolutely, Jason. I agree with you 100%. Weightlifting, you can do it for every single sport there is right now. And honestly, you can do it for sports, but you can also do it for the rest of your life. As you can tell, Jason, you're still pretty good shape yourself, and I'm pretty sure you're still lifting in the weight room quite a bit, so I mean, you can do it for the rest of your life. That's kind of what we're trying to teach the kids. It's not just about lifting these 4, 5, 6 short years. You can do this for the rest of your life, and it's just something you can carry on and just keep in shape no matter what.
Well, Carter, you take over the weightlifting program. I really like some of the things that you've done in there. Not some of them, all of the things you've done in there. Things beyond, learning how to the throw the bench press up or do curls. You're going in there and you're teaching them discipline, hard work, and the relationships you can build in the weight room as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, Coach Fulkerson and I felt like we've been doing a good job and stuff. We're bonding with the kids. We're not just forcing them to just lift. I mean, we're bonding with the kids. We're talking to each and every single kid each morning, making sure they kind of put that love in there and stuff. And we appreciate the hard work they put in, but it's more about coming in each morning, just kind of with a purpose a little bit. I mean, yeah, you're going to hopefully you get stronger, but I hopefully learn life lessons throughout lifting with Coach Folkerts and I in the weight room in the morning. I mean, it's awesome to see growth and stuff like that, but it's just awesome watching the kids just grow as like just people instead. I think that's just way better and just makes me feel a whole lot better as a coach when kids are coming in there, they're laughing, they're enjoying it, they're enjoying being in there. They're just not sitting there suffering, going through the motions. They're actually going in there, they're talking, they're laughing. And I think that's where as a coach, I feel like it's the best right now.
Well, you know, Coach, both you and Coach Folkerts, your ex-teammates, you know, it's got to be a really that lifelong bonds. You know, you're still getting to do it, and you get to come and I know you guys are feel like you're also a part of giving back to the community as well. But it has to be a lot of fun working with Coach Folkerts and just the two of you getting in the room and giving back.
Yeah, it's awesome to give back as much as you can. I mean, as Coach Folkerts and I mean, we kind of practice what we preach a lot. I mean, we're in there at 4:30 in the morning each morning. We're getting our lifts in before the kids even get in there. So we're trying to practice what we preach. We kind of bond that way. And it's good. I mean, we're pushing each other a little bit, and I like that. I mean, it's always good to have somebody push you. I mean, sometimes you're not going to be able to push yourself, so having somebody there kind of pushing you forward helps a whole lot.
We're talking with Carter Isley. Carter, talk a little bit about maybe for those who don't know about the opportunities the kids have in the weight room and maybe how it's integrated in the curriculum a little bit, but the opportunities is, you know, that you guys give and the access to you and Coach Folkerts and to you know, tremendous facilities that we have for our kids to grow.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, we're in there every morning, Monday through Friday, typically 5:55. We start our stretching. We get our stretch in until about 7 o'clock. And if parents are having issues with picking their kids up, well, I stay there at the school at 7 o'clock, make sure the kids have somewhere to stay, somewhere to be. And we just sit there in the weight room. We can talk. They usually play a little bit on their phones and stuff like that. But then after spring break's over, we're going to have a couple of sessions. I think Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're going to have some lifting sessions at 3:30 right after school. Then once I start working at the golf course on Wednesdays, it'll just be Monday, Friday. Because on Tuesday, Thursdays, I go over to Knoxville to swim, so I won't be able to go there for Tuesday, Thursdays. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday until golf season starts, then Monday and Friday after school.
Lots of opportunities for the kids, and you know, maybe they haven't been in the room at all, never done it before. Never too late, easy to.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's never too late to join. I mean, there's some kids, 8th graders, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. We have all ages in there right now, and 12th graders, 11th graders, they're helping the little guys, the little girls, and everything in there. Junior, hey. Both boys and girls are in there, and it's awesome. I mean, for a while, the 7th graders were competing against each other and seeing who can get more boys and more girls there, and it was a pretty fun competition for a little bit when they had that going. So try to make it competitions throughout you and your friends and stuff like that. I mean, you're trying to give yourself the best possibility to have the best chance to succeed. So might as well just try to get in the weight room, see what happens. I mean, it might not be for you, but it might be something that you can find that you enjoy. And that's kind of what it's all about. You got to find things you enjoy in life a little bit, and that's going to kind of push you a little bit.
Well, you found some things you enjoy, buddy. I know you enjoy being in there, but you also just mentioned swimming. Well, what would you be doing swimming for? Why are you swimming in the morning?
So I set out a pretty lofty goal this year. So I signed up for Ironman. So a full Ironman this year will be on September 8th in Madison, Wisconsin. Full Ironman consists of 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, and a marathon to end it. So 26 some odd miles. So trying to get prepared for that a little bit. I'm in my first kind of phase of training right now. So I'm going over to Knoxville twice a week right now. So I got to get my swims in. So, I mean, you find a way or fade away. So always time to get better, you know?
Absolutely, and you've had a transition in your body Carter. And I know we'll talk about this, but you know it's not just words you're using. You like you said, you and Coach Folkerts are in there at 4 o'clock. My wife texts me the 4 a.m. club. Now that's dude. That's commitment right there, right? But you live it. You live what you're preaching, and it's transformed. You've transformed your body through weightlifting, the different types of fitness, and. And one other ingredient I think you guys are helping them with, and that's called nutrition.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the biggest part of it. I mean, that's 90% of the whole ordeal is nutrition. I know a lot of kids are sometimes scared to go into the weight room because they're scared to get that big old bulk. But that bulk comes from eating a ton of food, a ton of other stuff that comes with it. It's all in the diet. If you control that diet, you're not going to get that bulk ever. You're just going to get stronger. You're going to get leaner, and it's just going to help you out, help you perform in all sports. And I know a lot of people are a little bit hesitant because they're like, "Oh, I don't want to gain a bunch of weight." I'm like, "You're not going to gain weight unless you change up your diet or something's changing in your diet." I mean, there's people their whole entire lives are trying to gain muscle, and it's hard. It's hard to gain muscle, and they're eating tons and tons and tons. And that's the only way they can gain weight. So, you're not going to get bulky, I promise. It's just a good way to get in there, get stronger, just be stronger, not just in sports, but just find value lessons in weightlifting.
And suddenly you come alive with, you know, some people look at conditioning and strength as like the stick, right? And after a while, yeah. You find it's the carrot. Because during what the military call it the suck is what brings people to life, and you find it's as much mental as it is physical, and this is why it's so important for our kids to get that first taste and really develop those life skills, as you said, to transcend a mat, transcend a football field, and transcend a baseball diamond. It really can change your life and the way you live your life.
Absolutely, you kind of just got to embrace the suck a little bit. I mean, it makes it a little bit easier when you and your teammates are all there and you guys are getting better. I mean, you don't realize it in the time, but that little bond that you guys are creating and those little sucky moments of getting up early, lifting hard, I mean, that pays off. You don't realize how much team bonding you're actually doing in those moments. So I think it's really, really, really big when kids are all lifting together and stuff like that. I mean, I know some kids have different scenarios, so it's tough for them to get in the weight room, and I completely understand. But I think it's a really, really good thing to have teams come in and pretty much embrace the stuff together. All right? It makes it a little bit easier when the guy next to you is doing the exact same thing.
Well, one more thing, Carter, too, and I'll let you go, buddy, because you're on your way as well. And by the way, we're going to talk with Joe Sinclair here in a few seconds, folks. We'll talk some Cyclone Wrestling. They're down at the Big 12 Wrestling Tournament, and Carter knows a little something about that Big 12 Wrestling Tournament down in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then we're going to have Coach Winger stop by here in just a few minutes as well. But, Carter, you know, one of the things that, you know, people have different schedules, these kids, you know, man, they got a lot going on, and sometimes you know it's tough to make it every time. I think oftentimes they can feel shame because they miss it and they don't want to come back in. And man, you guys aren't there to beat them up when they can't be there. You're there to encourage them all the time. And I think sometimes maybe a kid's a little hesitant because they're afraid that they're going to not be able to commit to every open session.
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, we don't punish the kids. I mean, they're there. I'm happy they're there. I mean, that's all I care about is them being there, them lifting, them getting better. I mean, if somebody is 3, 4, or 5 minutes late, they're 3, 4, or 5 minutes late. I'm not going to punish them for that. They got something that I can't control. Maybe they can't control either. So they get in, get their stretch in, start lifting, getting better. That's all I care about is them getting in, getting better. Doesn't matter if it's on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or a Tuesday, Thursday. One day is better than no days. That's how I kind of think of it.
Amen. All right, Carter, man, have fun, buddy, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. And keep embracing the suck, right?
Oh, absolutely. Embrace the suck. Keep getting better. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate it a lot.
That's Carter Isley, the Iceman. Hey, folks, hey, young people, take advantage of the great opportunities you have here in Albion. Get in to the weight room, and you'll grow bonds. You'll grow some discipline, and you will grow as an individual, and it's a great way. It doesn't matter what sport. Matter of fact, you don't even have to be in sports. Man, you might be the top singer in the choir, and we can all get better from life lessons that are learned when we go in and get better and learn some of the ways to make your life better beyond the sport. We're going to take a timeout. We're coming back. The Cyclones are down in Tulsa, the Big 12 Wrestling Tournament. Joe Sinclair is on location. We're going to talk with him. The Cyclones trying to get a Big 12 championship. It's been a while. We'll talk about their odds today and what they're going to have to get it done. And Joe will always have something to entertain us. He is the voice of the Cyclones. When we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio, you're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
The future belongs to you. Hi, this is David Lang with MDL Insurance. We offer auto, home, life, health, commercial, farm, pretty much all types of insurance risks. Very few could have predicted the recent storms and inflation we've been going through. We have a great staff, and while they can't predict the future, they can help protect the future. Give us a call, 641-217-8138, or email us at mdlins.com.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Save big money on your fencing projects now at Menards. Add privacy and security to your home with AC2 pressure-treated pre-assembled wood fence panels. They're pressure-treated to protect from the elements and are pre-assembled for fast and easy installation. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Explore all of our fencing options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Coach's Corner, fast hour, and it's going to be fast here for Joe Sinclair, going to join us on the phone lines. He's on location, about ready to call the Big 12 championships down there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joe, buddy, thanks for joining us. I know you got to get on the air, and when you look at this Big 12 tournament this week, and the Cyclones have a chance to do something they haven't done in a long time is get a title. But it is, when you look at the projections, Oklahoma State and Iowa State are projected at 126.5 points each. It is going to be a tight race, and the Cyclones with a chance to do something. Again, I was a little perplexed that they haven't done for a long time.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to be a dogfight. It's pretty much a two-horse race. Don't want to rule out Missouri at this point in the Big 12 championships because the first whistle hasn't blown yet. But it looks like an Iowa State, Oklahoma State tight one. Something that is going to be an advantage for the Cyclones is they had fewer buys in the first round. They seed this thing, and Iowa State had one fewer buy. And a lot of times that first round, you've got a one or two seed that gets the buy, and they'll be wrestling a young man that is not as good. So a potential there for some bonus points. So that could be you talk about 126.5 points apiece is the forecast. It could come down to bonus points in the first round in this Big 12 championship here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, I listened to Coach Dresser earlier in the press conference talking about that. You know, they're not interested in a tie. And so they're going to have to, you're going to break that tie. You're going to have to get those bonus points. And Joe, as you said, I think one of the things that people discount is just, as you said, those buys don't allow you those opportunities. But when you're wrestling that aggressive, oftentimes people go in these things trying not to lose. But when you're wrestling aggressive and you're late in a match and you got a 5-point lead on your opponent, you want to bring it to them. You don't want to just, roll off. These wrestlers, they're going to have to be aggressive the entire time and trying to get every possible bonus point. Every major is going to matter.
That's 100% accurate. And the college wrestling is more exciting this year. It's a three-point takedown instead of a two-point. They still have the riding time, which is universally despised by everybody, officials all the way down to competitors. But that three-point takedown really changes the dynamic in the third period. And it's pretty fun to watch some of these guys going after it that are a couple of points behind and, you know, an escape and a takedown, and they can tie it up. If you want, Jason, I can give you the seedings. We've also got you and I here. You and I as part of the Big 12 in the wrestling championships at the NCAA Division I level.
Well, you break it down for us, Joe, as I know you got to get on the air. We're keeping you late because you're going to be throwing this headset off and throwing the other one on.
Yeah, well, I'm on the phone. I actually had to walk outside the arena, the box there where they had the competition. There's no cell service inside the arena, so I had to walk out to the foyer. But I can tell you that 125-pounder for Iowa State, Kyson Tarakina, is the sixth seed. You got Anderson from UNI at eight. At 133 pounds, Iowa State, Evan Frost is the two seed. You got Farber from UNI at five. At 41, top seed is Iowa State's Anthony Etchemendia. It's going to be Cale Happel at the third seed for UNI. 149-pounder for Iowa State, top seed. That's Casey Swiderski. And not seeded but competing for UNI is Adam Allard. 57, it's second-seeded Ryder Dowling from UNI. Cody Chittum has the fourth seed. Go over to 65, David Carr, undefeated in his dual meet career, not just year, career. He's the two seed. Not seeded for UNI is Jack Thompson. 74, Iowa State's MJ Guyton, the two seed. Jared Sima is the five seed for UNI. 84, top seed for UNI, Parker Keckison, undefeated on the year. He'll go out there for the Panthers. Five seed for Iowa State is Will Feldkamp. Wyatt Volker for UNI, the five seed at 197, and Julian Broderson is unseeded for Iowa State. And at 285, it's going to be really exciting if it goes that way to the final. You're going to have a couple of undefeated wrestlers, the one and two ranked wrestlers in the nation. It'll be Younger Bastida, the two seed for Iowa State, and you've got the top seed from Air Force. That'll be a good match. And then also competing for UNI at heavyweight is Terrell Gordon. He's the sixth seed. So that's the competition coming from Tulsa today and tomorrow. We'll wrap it up on ESPN2 tomorrow night with the finals, Jason.
Hey, real quick, what's it like? You're going to be working with Nate Carr, David Carr at 165 pounds. By the way, that 165-pound bracket is bonzo, man. It is crazy. But Carr with a chance to do something that has never been done, and I can never see another scenario where it would ever be possible to be done, and that is to become a five-time Big 12 champion.
That is correct. He is one of few four-time Big 12 championships. He's won. He gets that extra Wuhan year here because of COVID, and he's competing in his fifth Big 12 championship, and he will have a top opponent. It'll be Missouri's Keegan O'Toole with the top seed, and if you remember last year, those two wrestlers went 2-1. It was Carr beating O'Toole in the duel in Columbia, Missouri, and also here in Tulsa at the Big 12 championship. And he got knocked off in the NCAA championship by O'Toole. That was the last two times those two wrestlers met. And they didn't meet as a duel this year because O'Toole had the stomach bug. So that will be probably, there's going to be so many great finals matches if it goes to that. That 165-pound match is going to be awesome. The heavyweight match, you got one and two in the nation going against each other. I guess that's the case in both. One and two ranked in the nation are here, both 165 and 285. It's going to be a great final. It's going to be a great couple days of wrestling. And if you want to, you can listen in on Cyclones.tv or the Varsity app. There's an app you can download from your app store. It's a gray V in a black circle. And you can listen to it all weekend long. It'll be Joe Sinclair, Ryan Rolfe, and Nate Carr on the call for the Iowa State Cyclones.
Cannot wait, buddy. I got you locked in. I'm traveling down here in Tulsa as well, and I'm off to Norman for a few minutes and be coming back up there. And I've been listening to you the whole time. Have fun, man. You're living the dream. You're going to have a lot of work today, but it's going to be one of the most historic Big 12 championships in my mind that we've seen in a long time.
It'll be a ton of fun, especially for a kid from Melrose just trying to get by. That's what I am, and I'm going to do the best I can to bring it to everybody that's listening.
That is Joe Sinclair, and Joe, have a good time, buddy. We'll see you a little bit later on. The Big 12 Championship, Cyclone.tv, and don't forget that they download the app. It's really easy, folks. We're going to take a time out. We're coming back, and we're going to run to the studio where Dave Wenger's in there. We're going to have some conversation with Coach Wenger and give you a little breaking news when we come back to the fastest hour on all the radio. You're listening to Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Hi, this is Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Members who qualified for energy assistance during the winter moratorium, please be advised that the moratorium ends on Monday, April 1st. If your account is past due, you will need to visit or call the office to make arrangements before Monday, April 1st to avoid interruption of your electric service. Our office is located at 2090 Highway 5 south of Albia, open from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you can call 641-932-7126.
It's March, and it's Albia Ford Truck Month, and the deals are as big as the trucks. At Albia Ford, we'll do more than just help you find that right truck. We'll help you get the financing you need to pay for it, too. Now offering 1.9% financing with approved credit for 72 months. And on all F-150s, get an additional $2,000 off. We'll beat any competitor deal by $1,000, or place a factory order and save an additional $5,000. Get behind the wheel of a Ford truck today at Albia Ford, right on Highway 5 and right on the money.
Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa is located in South Central Iowa in Wayne County along Highway 65. Tuesdays are their sale days and they're open on Mondays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive livestock. Give them a call to make arrangements if you're coming before or after those hours. Their special cow sales auctioneer is Lanny Ireland. Their special feeder calf sales auctioneer is Travis Holt. Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa, the farmer and the feeder's friend.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back in the Coach's Corner, the Roaming Man Cave on the prowl. And joining us now, the outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling team, and that is Coach Dave Wenger. And Coach, last Thursday had your, a week ago had your end of the year celebration, and just a chance to maybe reflect on another historic run, conference champions. You got Paul Ballard, a third place finish at state, a gutsy performance out of him, and just another outstanding season that sent off and celebrated some outstanding seniors. Coach, I thought we'd share a few minutes of reflection on another outstanding season.
Yeah, it was. It was a great season, and it was the first banquet we ever had in in February. So thanks to Leap Year for that. So, we got it in, and we got together. It was an awesome environment, as you know. We invite everybody to come in, all of our supporters. It's not just strictly for families and wrestlers. So we had the girls in as well and the coaching staff. So we had a packed cafeteria, and it was full of food, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. One thing that you don't want to get away or get in the way of, and that is a wrestler who has done wrestling and food.
Well, when our wrestlers, including their families, do anything, we kind of overdo things sometimes. So when there's food involved, it was definitely overdone. But that's just who we are. So yeah, it was a great year. And you know, the question that keeps sticking out in my mind, 100 people's asked me, is, you know, how does this team, how does this 2024 team rank with with all-time teams around here. And, you know, originally I thought about this team, and they weren't on my radar at first, and I really kind of told it to the guys. They're a good team, but I don't know, you know, when you start ranking, I don't like doing that. But when you're asked the question, people expect answers. So it forced me to think about what their accomplishments were. You know, four-time conference champions, state medals. I can't give you a number right now. State qualifiers, as many as we've had over a four-year period. Maybe didn't bring home the hardware that we wanted, but you know, getting kids up there and getting them the experience at Wells Fargo might be an all-time high over the last 4 years. And then two out of the last three district titles. So how in the world can't you put them in the conversation? So, you know, when the question was asked, I just kind of dismissed it. But it forced me to think about what this group's accomplished. And it really says a lot about who they are, because they're very unassuming and they just do their job. So, and obviously the results came with it.
Well, just shaping that in my head, they never experienced anything other than a conference championship. That really sits on you. You know, that when you think about that, that certainly be hard to put that to have any other run that had that same, that can say the same thing. So. Yeah, just really when you reflect on it, as you said, it really does kind of bring you into that conversation of the, you know, what these young men have been a part of.
Yeah, and like I said, we like to bring things home from Des Moines, and if there's one little hiccup in the road, it's, you know, and obviously that's across the board. I mean, I'm responsible for that as much as anyone. So you know, just getting the kids prepared the right way. And we need to get back on that that wagon where we're bringing things home. So that's the goal.
Coach, the other thing that these group of kids will say is, you know, and I really love this, because wrestling, and you said this in it about your banquet, and, you know, while I'm just some guy that flaps his chaps on the radio, you know, you've made me feel like family. It's a family, you know, that you can. And I think these guys can also take a lot of credit and feel pride about helping bring along the lady wrestlers, because you guys shared so much. It wasn't them and us. It was them and you. It was us, that family. And so I think that also becomes a part of their heritage and their legacy.
Yeah, here's where it gets a little cliche, and you hear from coaches all the time. But, you know, if you're going to say something, your actions better back it up. And that's just the wrestling mentality that I have. But, you know, we're a wrestling program from pre-kindergarten with, you know, the kids that come in with your granddaughter. We view them as a part of our family all the way up to alumni, you know, so it's not really separated. We keep things together. And I think the big reason for that is just because of the sport. There's something magical about when you suffer together. I mean, we suffer together as a group. It's a hard sport to train for. And When you suffer together as a group, it really brings you together. And knowing that the guy standing right next to you was going through the same thing, so, or the girl, we got to throw that in there too. So once they settle into that culture that we've created, I mean, it's we have each other's backs, and I'm telling you, there is genuine love between coaches and athletes, and I think that's the thing that allows us to, and I'm not super concerned about results. I mean, we talk about results all the time. I'm more concerned with the relationships that we're creating with our parents and our staff and our kids. So, again, when you suffer together as a group, that's the bond that brings everybody together, and it just builds from there.
Well, speaking of us suffering together and family, Coach, that's what Coach Carter or Coach Isley just talked about a moment ago when he was on here, and I think about that. He said it was the very same things about why it's important to do the weight room and lifting and those type of things together, because you build that bond. And then I think about him saying what you just said, and then how you can look around your program and see your family. I mean, the entirety of your family, your guys that came back that are giving, and your coaching staff that's a part of that. And I think there's a lot of correlations right there that you just put together.
Yeah, you need to think about who comes back, you know, because you don't come back to stuff that you don't like. You know what I'm saying? So you just, that's probably another question that a lot of people ask me, is the greatest satisfaction that you get, you know. And we can talk about results, but the things that are going on behind the scenes with, you know, Jeremy Bricker coming back as an alumni that helps out with our program. You know, I'm just going to speak of alumni right now that's come back through our program. And, you know, Slater Poe's come back and given his life to wrestling. You know, after everything that we've went through, it's awesome to have him in the room. And you know, just Travis Castor's in there giving back. Adam Mix in there giving back. It's just, you know, it's a room full of Albia grads that came back because they love Albia wrestling. So that's awesome. That's awesome stuff. Yeah.
You got the Iceman and Fulkerson running the weight program.
Yeah,
and,
we can keep on the list, man.
Yeah, just it blows me away, and that is it. Nobody comes back to things they don't enjoy, and so I bring you back, Coach, because I enjoy you, and bring you back on the program to talk about it. And we had a brief conversation the other day because you had some things you wanted to share, and so I wouldn't mind you just sharing that with the world.
Yeah, so at the end of every season, it's all about reflection, right? So you think about the battle you've been in, and you think about all the things that you've been through, and it's a grind. I mean, you've got, if I had one wish for all your listeners that casually think about wrestling or sports in general, I would ask you to kind of use a perspective on what your coaches are going through on a daily basis to help your kids become better people. And it's a grind, I'm telling you. When you're committed to other people and you want to see growth in other people, you're going to do anything that it takes. So, you know, it's just kind of become overbearing for me over the course of the last 5 or 6 years, especially. I'm not getting any younger, so, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, like I heard you talking about with Carter, you know, that gets to be a grind over a 16, 17 year period. You know, going through your school day with, you know, 13 and 14 year old kids, your energy level has to be pretty high. And then trying to put your kids in a position after school to reach your athletic goals. So, and I'm leaving wrestling out of this because it's across the board. I see so many of adults in our school that commit their lives to making kids better. And it's really the only thing that most people see is competition, but that's just such a minor part of it. So, you know what I'm leading up to here. So it's all got pretty overwhelming for me, and my wife and I talk about it quite a bit, and you know, we kind of knew that it was coming, but this year it was just a little bit too much, and we just figured that it was time. So my family has sacrificed a lot. Again, something that you don't see is, you know, mothers at home alone throughout the course of a winter that's raising a family, and girls that, my daughters that are off to their activities while dad's out helping other people. So, you know, I've got my oldest daughter getting married here in another week or two, and we're looking forward to that, and we're going to celebrate that. And my youngest, Emma, is doing God's work and going overseas and doing a lot of good stuff with that, and graduating from Indian Hills in May, I believe. And you know, you just open your eyes one day and it's gone. So I'm ready to hang out with them a little bit more, and I talked it over with them first, and then I tried to, you know, follow the chain of command the best I could, and went in and talked to administration about it, and formally resigned this week, and then met with my staff. The days run together here, so I can't give you a timeline, but it's been a pretty emotional week. But you know, had a nice conversation with the staff, and obviously they understand where I'm at, and and are very supportive of my decision. And then the tough part, I'm telling you, the tough part was getting the guys and the girls in my room on Thursday morning to have a discussion about it. And it was pretty emotional. So, with wrestling, there are emotions like funerals. You know, when you lose a wrestling match, it's, you know, you feel like a funeral. And, you know, we're talking about weddings here a little bit ago. Sometimes you're as joyous as a wedding. So, it was more like a funeral on Thursday, and there were some tears and lots of hugs. And I'm not dead, so I'm still going to be around. And the thing that I think is kind of most interesting about all of it is I'm not letting that scale out of my room. So as long as there's a scale in my room, they're going to have to see me 3 or 4 times a day. So I'm going to, you know, and as I reflect on it, I actually think I can help our kids more by not having all the responsibilities. So I really think I'm going to be more involved in the program, but just in a different capacity. And the way that I put it is I don't need to steer the ship anymore, man. I've steered the ship long enough, and somebody else can jump in there and guide it. I'm going to help out however I can. So that's where we're at.
Well, Coach, we've been, friends for a long time, and even before wrestling, but I'm going to share something that I haven't asked you for permission, but I'm going to do it anyway, because in our private conversations a long time ago, one of the things that the moment you left being a good coach and became a great coach, and you've been a great coach for a long time, you realized that you were trying to do it all. And the early parts of it, really, you had to do it all. You had family around you, your family always there, and the extended wrestling family, including the Mordens. And I know you had that conversation with Mrs. Morden, and I'm certain she was a little sad, but it was a point that you realized that you were going to take the wheel, take your hand off the wheel a little bit, and build a program by building up others and watching them grow. And over the last several years, oftentimes in the state championships or at the state wrestling tournament, it wasn't you in the corner. It was the other coaches, the other family members that you'd build on. And so this program has been built like a family. So you haven't had to hold on to the wheel so tightly, and even though you're letting go maybe completely, as you said, you can still lead and guide and help, but you don't have to have the wheel in your hand.
Yeah, I'm not going away. So this sport's in my blood, and it's just impossible to get it out. You're always going to be involved in some capacity, and when you decide to make a decision like this, you just have to ask. We always ask ourselves what's next. I mean, Paul Ballard is a prime example of that. When he got beat and his dreams were crushed a little bit, we were, you know, it was kind of like a funeral, if you want to go back to that analogy. And then, you know, wrestlers, it's just in their blood. And Aiden Reeves did the same thing last week, you know, at his championship. So he lost first round and came all the way back and got third. So, you know, it's just in our blood to ask what's next. And then you just, you know, you go after it. So I'm gonna find out what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to find out what I'm supposed to do. And when I find that out, I'm going to do it well. So that's where we're at.
The scale in the classroom, Coach, what I think we're called to do is to love on other people. And that's what you've done. And that was what I was going to share with other people a long while ago. Man, when there was only like 6 guys in the room, period, before you ever took the mat, you were beat in a duel. But you said, you told me, you know, all of this, Jason, I could care less about titles and winning duels. He says, I just want these kids to be loved and to feel loved and to see hope. And, Coach, job well done. Job well done. And congratulations. I'm excited for you and your family, and I know the sacrifice that they have given, yet never. I think if you shared, honestly, when you told your family, they were happy for you, but
they were also kind of sad because they know how much you've meant to all those kids. So while it's been a sacrifice, it's never been one that wasn't wanted.
Yeah, my wife put it well when she posted after our 300th duel. She put that we've been on this journey together so along the way, it's been a tough one. It's been a tough one at times, but as you reflect and sit back and think about the impact that we've made, I mean, every time I drive by that wrestling room, I just think, you know, that's an awesome deal. That's going to serve generations to come, and it's there for the kids, and they can learn how to become better human beings through that building that our community works so hard to get put in place. And it's a pretty cool story from start to finish. You know, a lot of coaches don't get to go out on their own terms. And, you know, a lot of times they're run out of town or they're run off the job. So it's kind of refreshing and relaxing to know that, you know, 10,000 pounds is off my shoulders today and I feel a lot lighter you know, I feel refreshed and I'm ready for the next challenge, but I'm very happy as well that I could go out on my own terms and kind of dictate that.
Well, one last thing as the baton is going to be handed off, Coach, because you grabbed a hold of the baton that you were given, Coach Morden, and it wasn't direct handoff, right? Coach Morden, and I know you look back in the legacy that he left, and what he did in your life, and it was probably 20 years after when you finally took over the reins. And so when you talk about legacies and those type of things and with your athletes, what type of team they are, I know Coach Dayton said it best. He said when asked about his team, he'd say, I'll tell you in 20 years. And, Coach, congratulations, friend. I hope you enjoy every moment. And then the best is, as you always say, the best is yet to come.
Yeah, it is, and it's not the end. It's the new beginning for something else, I wish I had an hour to thank everybody and everybody that's put their hand into our program, but that's impossible, so you know who you are. And
well, I just think about the administration, too, yeah, Coach, because yeah. I tell you what, they got tough jobs, but I think over the years, you know, the different ADs that you've worked with, and the obviously now a couple of superintendents, and we've been given the tools.
Yeah, just real quick, here's an example. So we bought a new practice mat. Okay, we need a new practice mat up at the wrestling room, and so when you're watching the NCAA Division I championships next week or whenever it is, I don't even know what day it is, but. That's one of those is coming home to Albia, so Slater Poe and I are going to go down and snag that sucker, and we'll probably be home at 4 o'clock in the morning, but again, that's what we do, and then we're going to take them on out to Nebraska, so hey, we still have things to do.
I like get ready for a wedding, buddy. I can't wait. Yeah. That's going to be great. You're going to be a very busy papa.
Yeah, I need to probably lose a little weight so I can get in that tuck, so maybe I better got to get back in the wrestling room.
That is Coach Dave Winger. And hey, folks, the Fast Hour on all radios in the books. You've been listening to Coach Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Thanks to Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business. Have a great Saturday.